David, you spoke to a family of a man who survived a U.S. strike in the Caribbean. The administration says he's a narco-terrorist and returned him to Ecuador. What did his family say?
So the fact is, Anderson, he is a convicted criminal in the U.S. In 2020, he was convicted in relation to drug smuggling off the coast of Mexico. But you got to take a step back here and you have to understand the context. Fishermen along the coast here in Ecuador are increasingly pulled into this. And we did a whole story documentary looking into the narco trafficking in this country. 70%, if not more, of the world's cocaine flows out of Ecuador, not into the Caribbean, into the Pacific. And so a lot of the drug runners are based here in this country. Now, what pulls them into this? Well, it's a variety of factors. Some are very blunt, Anderson. They'll tell you it's about the money. And there's a lot of money. They make anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000 a month. But the chances of coming back here alive are increasingly slim. And then you've got those who are coerced into this. They're threatened. They're under the grip of the gangs. And that is many of them who say that if they refused, they would be killed. Their families would be killed. So they simply have no choice.